Hey, welcome back to the show, guys. I'm Contra. This is Commute and Compute. This will be episode 21. And today I want to talk about how we can really harbor an education of financial literacy and economics coupled with Bitcoin to the next generation. How do we help them understand money? Like, actually understand it. Not like the fake stuff that they're taught in school, which is not beneficial. But, the real story. I want to talk about why everything feels broken. Why things cost more. Why they feel like they can't get ahead. And more importantly, how we fix it. So I want to walk through this episode using a bit of a mix of Austrian economics with some of my other foundational economic educators like Bonson. Again, one of the sharpest guys I've read when it comes to values and markets. And then, of course, Bitcoin, which I really believe is our best shot to get things back on track. So this one's for the kids, but it's also for the parents, for the adults, for the next generation, and really anyone trying to teach them truth. So let's start with where we're at. And let's be real, most young people today don't know what money is. They know how to use Apple Pay, though. They know how to tap their card on the reader. But ask them, what something like inflation is, or why everything is more expensive, because I think they got nothing for you. And I don't blame them. Schools aren't teaching this. They're too busy, pushing test scores or random social stuff instead of real world basics. And most parents weren't taught this either. And I think we've been stuck in a loop. So, what do most, I think just maybe talking about it, what do most kids get by 18? Student loans. Debt. Maybe a credit card, say with like 28% interest. What they don't get, how money works, how to save, why printing money truly messes everything up, or what happens when the people in charge just keep kicking the can down the road. And then these kids go out into a world, into a rigged system, and they wonder why they're broke and stressed. They just don't get it. They don't realize how we've gotten ourselves here. So what went wrong? And I think it's where we got to start telling the truth. The root of all this mess is the money itself. Back in the day, money was tied to gold. It meant something. You couldn't just print more money out of thin air like we do today. But in, I believe, the early 70s, 1971, we ditched all of it. Nixon took us off the gold standard. And now we got essentially fake money, fiat, that the government can create essentially whenever it wants. And Austrian economists, like Mises and Rothbard, even Hayek, they all warned us about this. They said when essentially money isn't tied to something real, it's going to spiral. And that's exactly what we've seen. Printing, debt, inflation, bailouts, it never ends. And I think this is where Bonson gets it. He talks about how we've turned money into essentially a tool of manipulation. And it's political now. It's used to control not to measure value or even reward savings for that matter. So kids today are growing up in this crazy system where saving gets essentially punished, you know, because the dollar loses value every year. It essentially, you know, debt gets rewarded, you know, because interest rates essentially are fake and cheap. And nobody truly explains this scam. And we wonder why this next generation is checking out. Not all of them, but a mass majority of them. And so I think this is where the good part comes in, because there is a way out. And it's not a new app or, you know, get some rich hustle. It's Bitcoin, put plainly. Bitcoin teaches the opposite of fiat. Fiat says, you know, spend now, figure it out later. But Bitcoin says, save now, think long term. Fiat says, you know, trust the Fed. When Bitcoin says, verify, don't trust anybody. And then fiat, it gets inflated again every year. Bitcoin, it's hard capped. 21 million, baby, that's it. And when we start to teach kids about Bitcoin, I think we'll begin to see the light bulb go on. But right now, we're in this state where as soon as you talk about it, they're completely uninterested. But Bitcoin's pretty simple. It's really honest, and it makes you ask really good questions. So let's talk about how we can actually teach this stuff. Not just in theory, but you know, I'm talking real world, hands-on kind of ways. I think we could start with maybe time preference. Start with this. Would you rather have one cookie now or three tomorrow? That's economics. That's delayed gratification. And that's the beginning of building wealth. And I think then we can start to show its scarcity, Bitcoin. Because it's limited, right? Again, only 21 million we're ever going to be able to be mined. And then you can ask, can the government print more dollars? Sure, yeah. Can anyone make more Bitcoin? Nope. And then, boom, I mean, essentially, that's how you teach real value. You can start with just those two basic premises right there. And then let them use it. Show them how to download. Not that they need to know how to download, but show them a good Lightning wallet. Send them 1,000 sats. Let them send it back. Let them send, you know, help them on Nostr. Get them on Nostr. Show them what people are doing with zaps back and forth. Because I think once they feel it, they'll begin to truly understand digital ownership and true peer-to-peer value. And then maybe even, you know, pull up some prices from, say, you know, 1990. Gas, groceries, movies, etc. And then compare them to today. Then show them what those things would cost in Bitcoin. It clicks real fast when they see how fiat loses and Bitcoin holds value. And then maybe, you know, if you're a parent, you know, pay them in sats. Pay them to their wallet for doing extra work around the house, chores, good grades, you know, succeeding in something. Now essentially they're connecting their efforts with value, and they're getting familiar with sound money. And then to go hand in hand with that, we can begin to teach them how to budget. You know, use a simple breakdown. Spend, save, give, all in one. All in Bitcoin, of course. They don't need a bunch of spreadsheets. They just need habits, period. And then let's talk about purpose, because Bonson's big on this, and I believe it's true. Money isn't just a stack. It's to do something. Teach them that saving is good, but so is giving. Investing in others. That there's purpose in investing in others, you know? There's purpose in helping their future family build something. And why does this matter so much then? Well, I think here's the thing, is if we don't step in and start teaching this stuff, the world will. And the world doesn't want them to be free people. It wants them stuck. Stuck in debt, stuck in endless spending, stuck in cycles of essentially, you know, receiving paycheck to paycheck. And we need to raise these kids who know how to build, who aren't afraid of saving, who, you know, understand real value, who can walk away from broken systems. And really, Bitcoin gives us that chance. It's the tool, but we still need to do the work, period. This isn't just about money, really. It's about building better people who can create, you know, lead, you know, and live with that purpose we just talked about. So what can we do now? I think that's a great question that needs to be answered. And so I think, if you're a parent, there's some practical stuff that you can start applying now. You know, just talked about it. Pay those sats for chores. Talk about money openly with them. Let your, you know, kids sit in on the Bitcoin conversations. Show them conference videos from Bitcoin conferences. And if you're a teacher, even better, use Bitcoin to teach math. Compare inflation rates. Show how truly a fixed supply actually works. And if you're an influencer in any way, a coach or a mentor in any capacity, you use these sats as rewards. Talk about earning versus consuming. Push that long-term thinking. We need to get that back. We live in such an age right now where it's like we just want this instant gratification, and it's failing the next generation to think long term. We got to get back there, and we start by, you know, starting small, and by keeping it simple, and then being consistent with it. So to close this little rant out, this episode, we've got to change the world. You know, we're not going to change the world overnight, essentially, but we can raise a generation that's harder to fool, that knows what money is, that doesn't fall for every, you know, get rich quick scheme, that essentially isn't owned by the system. You fix the money and you give the next generation a real chance. Thanks for riding with me today. Again, if this helped, if it hit home for you, share it with somebody, follow, subscribe, share some sats. I think this is an important episode, guys. And I really hope that it sparks something. Till next time, stay sharp, stay humble, stack those sats, stay sovereign. I'm Contra. I'm out.